Fix and Fog is going to space. Started a year ago. NASA astronaut asked for a jar of their peanut butter and the word got around to the other astronauts. So NASA's asked them now to create space-approved pouches. CEO of Fix and Fog, Roman Jewell, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
These are exciting times.
This is, it's a bit of crazy, a bit surreal. Exciting is one word for it. It's something I guess I never thought would happen to us, but it's a cool moment.
What are you doing about the pouches? Do you go to the local pouch shop and order up a dozen? What are you doing about that?
Oh, honestly, I wish it was as easy as that. No, there's a bit of trial and error that went into the pouches. We've had to kind of custom make these pouches for NASA, deal with all the sort of conditions and the lab testing that they need to go through over there. So what we did was we got a big no on the glass jar. That was kind of the first thing from those guys when we sent them our product. They said, oh, guys, you can't send glass jars into space. So it's kind of back to the drawing board. But we hunted around and we found a supplier and we kind of tweaked it a bit on our end and figured out how to get our peanut butter into those pouches. And it kind of went through all the motions there and then NASA ticked it off. And, yeah, we've gone up into space with them.
Is it a big enough order to warrant this hassle, or are you doing it for, you know, shits
well,
and giggles?
Well, it was 7 months of shits and giggles, as you say, but it was it's big enough. It's a great enough event. When I think when you get a customer on the door like NASA knocking on it, you open it and you do what you can to help them. I'm really proud of it. I've really enjoyed supporting the astronauts. I know they're super pumped and excited about having our product up in space. It means a lot to them. It means a lot to me. I think what I also hope it does is maybe there's a wider thing that it shows to NASA that Kiwi food producers can be trusted to work with, and yeah, we can kind of work with them and they can use our product going forward.
Exactly. Good on you. Well done and proud of you, Roman. I appreciate your time. Roman Jewell, CEO of Fix and Fog. We're big fans of the Fix and Fog at our house, as it turns out. We don't get them in pouches. We at our house accept jars. We're not like NASA.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a problem with Fix and Fog with the knife. The peanut butter knife, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get it to space. I was just trying to get it onto a flight home from Wellington.
What, just a knife?
Yeah, which is obviously a peanut butter knife. Not a sharp knife. It's kind of like a paddle-shaped thing.
Well, talk to them.
Yeah, I mistakenly had it in my carry-on, and so they thought I was a terrorist. And
You were nothing. But you look like a terrorist,
I know.
Thing.
I can't really.
I've told you to do something.
So somewhere, somebody's using that knife.
Exactly. Yeah.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.